Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the things that the Lord has been showing me. I want to talk to my subscribers and those who listen to me. This is a very important video, because for now, it will be my last video. Please stay with me to the very end, because the Lord gave me instructions on what I am to do. I got those on the 13th. of January 2021, while I was praying, I heard some things from the Lord that were very upsetting and for me personally, and that He wanted me to leave YouTube and leave all video platforms, at least for now. He didn't say forever. He just said, you know, to do that now. So I don't know. This is going to be a fluid situation. But there are a couple things that I'm asking you to help me with. First, I want to tell you what I heard. I heard, start a newsletter. That's the first thing I heard, start a newsletter. And then I heard, go underground. Go underground. And then I heard, be hidden. I heard the word hidden. And then I heard, get off of YouTube. The next thing I heard was fly with wings like an eagle to the wilderness. Fly with wings like eagle to the wilderness. You can find that in Revelation 12. This you have to read between the lines on some of this, brothers and sisters. On Revelation 12, 6 through 14, it talks about how the woman fled to the desert to a place which she would be taken care of for 1,260 days. That she was given two wings of a great eagle so she would fly to a place prepared for her in the desert where she would be kept safe for times and a half a time out of the serpent's reach. Out of the serpent's reach. So this is connected with what the Lord is doing right now with this ministry, at least for now. He is calling His people right now to get into position where He wants you to be and where He wants you to go. He wants you to make that move soon, if it's a physical move or it's just a move closer to Him. But we are coming upon some very horrific times, especially for the believer. That's not to put fear. The Lord is going to take care of His own. That's why I'm warning you right now that you need to be seeking the Lord on all these things. Now, I want to go ahead and give you the further things that the Lord showed me about this ministry. Latter Rain 333's ministry, it's not over. It's just changing. Because instead of YouTube, I'm going to be putting my messages now on in a newsletter. And possibly I might be doing a podcast. So please follow me from YouTube now to my newsletter. And you can do that by putting your name and an email on my contact page on my blog. I'm going to have the link down below for you. Please go ahead and put your name. And in the comments, please put something like Jesus Christ is Lord. And that I will know that that is for the newsletter. My blog and my website are going to continue. However, my blog probably isn't. I think I'm going to only put one more blog up, at least for now. And then everything is going to go to the newsletter. So this is the things the Lord gives me are not going to be public anymore. They're going to be only for those who sign up for the newsletter. So I might do one or two more blogs. I don't know. However, let me put this in here. Please go ahead, resubscribe to this YouTube, and please resubscribe to my blog, because I don't know when this is going to change. I might hear from the Lord that there is an urgent message He wants me to get out publicly, and I want you to be able to receive that message. So please resubscribe to this YouTube and to the blog. I also want to put, I am also not sure how long I will have this YouTube channel. You know, they could take it down very quickly. So you can go ahead and watch the videos that you haven't seen that maybe you've wanted to watch. I would recommend doing that soon. And also, I might even hear from the Lord that He wants me to take it down. I don't know yet. Like I said, it's all very fluid right now. My my dream forum will remain. So all of you who are part of the different forums that I've put up, I have four forums, and you can stay on those platforms right now until I hear further from the Lord. So those will remain up as well. I am going to go ahead and start another prayer forum, and that will be just for those who have signed up for the newsletter. So you will hear more about that if you have signed up for the newsletter. And please, if you're going to sign up, I just want to tell you about Proton Mail real quickly. Proton Mail is a secure and encrypted mail, secure mail email platform. I have a Proton account. I also have a Start Mail account, which is also secure, but that costs money. So I'm going to put the Proton link down below, and I recommend it takes 5 minutes to sign up. That's all. So I recommend all of you, if you haven't already, secure yourself a Proton email for more secure and private emails. And I would prefer you guys using that if you're coming to my newsletter. It's not necessary, but I would prefer it. So take that to the Lord and see if the Lord leads you in that direction. Okay, let me see if I've covered everything. I think that's about it right now. Like I said, for now, this is my last video. Please follow me to my newsletter. I'm going to be calling it my Lifeline newsletter. Please write in the bottom, in the comments, that Jesus Christ is Lord, so I know it's a newsletter. Subscribe to my blog, to my YouTube all over again, and I hope to be seeing you there. You'll be seeing me. Those who sign up for the newsletter will be communicating with each other through this new forum that I'm setting up. So that's how I will be putting my my messages on there, but it just won't be public anymore. The Lord continues to show me things. This is not the end of Him showing me things. Matter of fact, I have a backlog of things to put out there. I had two videos ready to go until I heard this. One was about six different flash warnings, flash dreams, and they were warnings that the Lord gave me. That will probably be the first thing that I will put out there for my newsletter. I'm not sure if I'll put it on the blog or not. Like I said, brothers and sisters, this is all new to me. This is very, very bittersweet. As you know, I love the ministry the Lord has given me. I thank Him and I praise Him for what He has done. I thank Him that I was able to do these YouTube videos over the last 8 years. I'm thankful that He led me into full-time ministry 3 years ago. And once I did that, I heard from Him even more. I spend most of my day listening to Him so I can pray to Him, so I can hear messages for you, so I can pass them on to you. That will not stop. This full-time ministry will not stop. It's just going to be changing for a while. I also want to thank all of you from the bottom of my heart for your love, for your encouragement, for your prayers, for your support, for your comments, your wisdom. It has meant so much to me being part of this community. And let's not let this community go. Let's continue it. Let's continue it, but in a different way through the newsletter. I want to end with Isaiah 54. The Lord led me to that whole chapter after He talked to me about what's coming. And it was an encouragement to me. So I'm going to read a couple verses, and I want to end with that. Know that I am praying for all my subscribers right now, and I will continue to be praying for you on a daily basis. The Lord has put you all on my heart. You are near and dear to me, and I know we're getting closer and closer to meeting each other in person. Isaiah 54, verse 5. For your Maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is His name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth. Verse 10. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. Verse 17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is from me, says the Lord.